Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them. That's straight.
What did that man say?
I couldn't make it out, but he sounded like he was upset. How you doing, brother?
Good, how you doing? You never heard the whole thing, huh?
No, I do hear it here, but some of it I can't make out. I get scratchy on this end over here.
Here, let me, all right, let me enlighten you.
All right, brother.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit.
Got it now?
Yeah, I got that. I hear you. Absolutely. Absolutely,
what's
brother.
What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm just walking in the door. I'm just getting my butt in the chair here, and whew, I just made it in time, brother. I was tied up talking to some folks out there, and the weather, I can brag about the weather here a little bit now for these parts anyway. We're almost 60 degrees here this evening, and that's that's usually, for this time of year, it's supposed to be about 30. So it's pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, it's about 64 here.
Wow. Well, maybe because of all this other shit that they're pulling with the weather, you know, that geoengineering shit, maybe you will end up with the California weather and you guys will get all that cold shit that we've had all our lives.
No worries.
With every night.
No worries. He's got my company's got a place back there. No worries.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Jobs.
So what's going on, my brother? How you been?
Everything's good. Just working 7 days a week.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
When
are you going to catch a break?
Well, pretty soon. I get like 10 days off for Christmas.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're talking about working during that. I don't think so.
Nah, fuck that. You got to take some time, man. You got to have some time just to rejuvenate. You know, spend some time with your family and rejuvenate, you know, get all the pistons running at the same time again, firing on the same time, you know?
Yeah, you know why? Because there's nothing like the sound of a roaring V-twin beneath my testicles.
Ah, shit. What do you got lined up for tonight, my brother?
Nah, nothing really. Just that, like I told you in that text, I haven't had time to really get into anything because I didn't have time. But you know, we lost. I think we lost an icon today from the 20th century, 21st century, whatever century we want to call it. But with the passing of Nelson Mandela, man, that guy stood his ground.
Oh.
He's the abundance of freedom. He stood his ground for everything.
A big loss for the world. And I'll tell you why I say that is because the people that know his story know, and the people that don't know his story will hear a little bit about it, that he spent a major part of his life in a prison.
What was it, 27 years, 28 years?
Yeah, that's like almost a lifetime.
Exactly.
In prison because he was an outspoken person that wanted civil rights and thought that the government was wrong in doing what they were doing to the people, and he stood up for people, and, you know, he wanted to do the right thing, and you know, instead of people wanting to do the right thing, they threw him in prison, and the son of a bitch made it, not only made it through, now the prisons over there aren't quite like ours, not that ours are a cakewalk, but he made it through some horrendous prisons out there, came out, and then was elected president of his country. Imagine that, huh? Now, that is something, to be able to go from, you know, trying to fight for the people and getting thrown in prison for a good part of your life for doing so, to being elected president of that very same country. That's an amazing life story right there, brother.
Yeah. I just got a text from the Midwest that says, it's so damn cold outside, I just saw a deer fart a snowflake.
Yeah, the Midwest is supposed to get slammed with some snow, some deep snow, I'm hearing, out this way here.
Yeah, I heard that.
And, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I you know, I feel badly for you folks out there, but not really, because usually we're buried in snow this time of year. So, you know, hey, listen, I'll take this weather any day we can get it, brother.
Exactly.
So, well, we got some snow coming up this way anyway over the weekend, I'm hearing. So it'll be back to normal real quick here. Hey, by the way, did you happen to hear that President Obama got caught in yet another lie? I mean, another lie, okay? Yeah, he finally admitted that he actually lived with his illegal illegal uncle, who, by the way, has the same name, Omar Obama. He lived with him. Before he was denying it, he was saying he wasn't even family before. And a federal judge out here, an immigration judge out here in Boston, gave this douchebag yesterday, gave him a green card and said that the illegal immigrant is now legal because he's fucking the president's fucking family. He's the president's nephew. And now the president admits, he came out and admitted that, yes, he used to live with him. So we have a president that's not even an American citizen, that was born in Kenya. And he was here illegally in this country, living with his illegal uncle, who's here illegally, totally illegal all the way around, this piece of shit. And he's still in the White House running the show. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
His uncle's happy. He's got a green card, you know?
Yeah.
His uncle's got a green card now. He's all set now. You know,
go
right along with all the food stamps that he's getting and the goddamn welfare that he's getting. And, they gave a driver's license, too, in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and people have the balls. They have the audacity to say, you know, Thomas, you don't like him because he's black. No. That's not the case. No. Nobody knows really what's in another person's mind or how they think. People that know me out here, that really know me, that have been around me all their life and all my life, know that I'm not that way. But I don't have a problem calling a spade when I see one. And being illegal, an illegal immigrant, getting taxpayer fucking funding and getting licenses that you can't have because you're illegal. You're not a citizen, but they give them to him, and they give them to all these new ones that are coming into the country. They just happen to be black. This particular group here happens to be black. And because I speak out against them, I'm supposed to be racist. Well, you know what? For the people that think like that, they can kiss my ass. That's what I say.
Oprah can go on TV and say you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. Come on.
Oh, racist, yeah. Forget the fact that it's fucking putting people out of work. They've dumped 8 million people have lost health insurance already in this country. People don't want to see that. They just want you to toe the fucking company line, so to speak, because the guy's black. Oh, yeah, well, he's black. So does that mean because he's black, I should let him rape and maim my family and bankrupt the country and throw everybody in fucking jail and give all our hard-earned fucking money to fucking scumbags that come from other countries just because he's black? I say the guy should be in prison. I say the guy should be in prison at the very least. Fuck him if he's black. I don't care if he's black, pink, fucking orange. needs to be fucking dealt with. You know, the fact that people say, oh, you know, that's racist, you can't do that. You know, the people that think like that and talk like that are fucking morons. You know?
Yeah.
They're morons, plain and simple. And I don't know, but Obama's, you know, you hear it all the time from me, brother, and people will hear it from me all the time until that motherfucker's gone, you know, until he's gone.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an affront to this country. It's just an affront to this country, the whole thing. And people, I don't know, people don't get it. Hey, have you seen a recent picture of Hillary Clinton?
No.
They have picture of her on. Well, there's a story back this way here where some idiot said that Elizabeth Warren was a U.S. senator from here, from Massachusetts. She's a douchebag. She's she just made it into the Senate there last election, and they're already talking about running her for president. Some moron brought up her name for running for president. And of course, you know, the press, she's a left wing, she's so fucking left wing, she falls over to the left side when she walks, that you know, she fucking stands a chance of being president. She just got there, right? But they had a picture of her alongside of Hillary Clinton, and today in the New York Daily News, the online edition had that picture. They were running a picture, and they were saying that Elizabeth Warren decided to step aside, you know, and in other words, step aside for Hillary Clinton. There's a picture of Hillary there that she looks like fucking hell. She looks so used up, wasted up. If you find that picture there, brother, I'll locate it. If you don't see it, I'll locate it and forward it to you later. She looks, get a good look at her eyes. She looks like there's nothing in there, like it's empty. And the reason I believe that look is there is because these are the people that have sold their soul to the devil. There's nothing in there but fucking evil, nasty, fucking Satan shit. And she's really looking the part now. You got to check that picture out. Now, she has access to all kinds of makeup personnel and the finest of things. And if that's the best they can make her look, can you imagine what she looks like when she gets out of bed in the morning? My God, it must be a horrible sight.
She looks like a corpse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the toll that evil shit will take on people.
Go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll go back to you later. Go ahead.
There's a new double put, you know, there's a new push to nearly double our federal gas tax to 33 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Bloomner of Oregon. He's reintroduced this thing a couple of times. He reintroduced it again on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. That's because they wanted to actually do a per mileage thing, and they were having a hell of a time trying to figure out how to make that work. So the ever piece of shit Democratic Party decided, well, we'll just fucking double the tax on gas. You know, these shitbags really got to be dealt with. That whole Democratic Party's got to be fucking, like, destroyed, taken apart, dismantled, fucking buried. Yeah, out to sea or some fucking. Start over, yeah, absolutely. They're destroying this fucking country. I mean, who in your right mind thinks it's a good idea to double any tax? Idea. Why don't you stop giving our fucking money to all those fucking sand niggas over there and then the Mexicans and every other country out there and keep the money here where the fuck it belongs. It's our money. We earned it. We produced it. It's our fucking money. Don't belong over there with the Muslim Brotherhood and the fucking assholes over there. It belongs here. We wouldn't have to be raising the taxes all the time.
No.
Unbelievable.
We should.
Fucking unbelievable. Talking about there's another thing here that I wanted to touch on. I'm just bringing up my computer now. I just put my ass in the chair, brother, when I dialed in because I saw what time it was. just getting in the door, but there's a thing where the Chinese, they have something going on supposedly upstate New York. Did you see that? Did you catch that in the news today?
No, I didn't.
The Chinese want to spend billions of dollars constructing a 600-acre China city in New York State. China City is what they want to call it. And now this, I don't get it, because the Chinese are supposed to be they're communists, and we're not supposed to be doing business with communists. We're certainly not supposed to let them live here and build things here, right? Well, they have this thing saying
sure.
That,
but you don't know, it won't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. Only today, they don't even give a shit if you know it or not. They don't give a shit because people in this country won't do anything about it. That's the problem now. See, they do it right in our face now. It's like, fuck you guys. You guys ain't doing shit anyway. China City is actually what it would be called. It would be located on Yankee Lake in Sullivan County in New York. Not quite sure where Sullivan County is, but I know it's up in the Berkshires somewhere. I mean, the Catskills. Up in the Catskills up there. And it would be, the plans are anticipated for large numbers of Chinese businesses, plenty of homes for Chinese immigrants. Chinese immigrants. Like, we don't have enough fucking immigrants in this country now. A Chinese high school, a college, a casino, even a casino, and a theme park. The 600 acres is only for phase one of the plan. Phase one, 600 acres. Ultimately, the goal is for China City to cover more than 2,000 acres. So should we be concerned that the Chinese want to place a little slice of communist China right in the heart of New York State? I mean, why would anybody worry about that, right? What the fuck's wrong with that?
Yeah, right.
Our communist fucking government is allowing this. To even entertain letting them do this is fucking treason, let alone helping them. And guess what, Phil? I suspect that a lot of money, hundreds of millions and probably in the billions of dollars of taxpayer money is going to go into that fucking project. I'm willing to bet. Fucking, it gets better. I mean, it just keeps getting better. And this is the stuff that's going to happen and continue to happen with bigger projects like this, with more and more people from around the world, undesirable people. Not that all Chinese people, I'm not saying that the Chinese people are undesirable, but you know how it always ends up. We end up with the people they don't want in their countries. Just like when Castro opened the floodgates and said, all right, we're going to send people. You want to go to America? Go to America. Well, he emptied out his fucking prison system and the insane asylums. That's what we got. We didn't get the fucking scientists. You know, we didn't get any of those people. We got the dregs of society, you know. And that's what other countries want to send us. And with a president like Obama and the White House, the administration, the Senate, the Congress, they're all to blame. You know, it's not just him, because he couldn't do this without them, without their complicity. He couldn't do it without them. They're all in this together. And those, all of them need to be held accountable, all of them. And they need to be made to respond to the United States citizens, the taxpayers, not these fucking, these cocksuckers. Excuse my language, Phil. I'm sorry. I get all fucked up with this shit. We got people from all over the world coming over here, taking our shit, being given our shit. And then we speak up about it. They want to throw us in jail for speaking up about it.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on here, man?
I played a couple interviews of Rusty last night, and they knocked me off the air.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to knock me off the air pretty regularly. They'll have fun doing it again beginning in January, because I'm back live in January, Phil. I'll be back on the Wednesday evening show and my Sunday morning show. And I met with interesting side story here. I'm putting together an advertising campaign for a local business that it's been around for a long time, and the owner of that business actually sponsored my television shows and sponsored my regular radio show when I was on that 50,000 watt station. He was the sponsor of my endeavors, so to speak. He's sponsoring my website, my media company right now. We made an agreement, and today I met with the owner of a Spanish radio station. They've actually got three of them in Massachusetts and a couple in Connecticut. targeting the Hispanic community with a product and a service rather that he has that he wants to market to the Hispanic community. So I've been busy running around with that, you know, meeting with radio stations and getting rate cards and little newspapers. Not very many newspapers, only a couple left in Spanish. And I'm going to be doing a TV show along with this thing, and met today with the owner of that Spanish radio stations, and it could very well play out that we'll be doing a radio show as well. It's in Spanish on the radio station. It's a half-hour show. So I've been running around like crazy trying to, you know, while it is, you don't just show up one day and sit down at a radio station or a TV station and start doing a show. There's a lot of fucking legwork that goes into putting all the pieces together before it happens. Today was a productive day today, and, you know, I've been meeting with people that to host the show, really, because my Spanish can get me into trouble and get me out of trouble, but I can't do a whole radio or TV show in Spanish. So, you know, ran an ad and started started having conversations and met with some hosts that speak they're fluent in Spanish, and so we're busy getting busier on this end, which is a good thing, you know. So.
So you're basically going to do is say the wrong Spanish on TV and get in trouble already, huh?
Oh, no. No. I won't. You know, I was on television myself, Phil, for 5.5 years. I ran a TV show, my own show. I mean, I did 3 radio shows on regular radio stations, a 50,000-watt station as well. And the station that I was at today, I did a radio show at that station years ago. It used to be an English-speaking station, and that's when I was on there. This gentleman bought it back then and turned it into an all-Spanish format. And he's got the listeners. He's the biggest thing around in these areas. He's the biggest thing around here in Massachusetts with the Spanish programming. So, you know, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I won't be doing any of that radio. I'll be doing the production. I'll be doing running the boards and stuff for whoever I have doing the actual hosting. It won't be me. Hopefully it'll be this young lady I met with yesterday. But just plugging away, brother. You know, you just can't sit there and do nothing. You know what I mean?
Right, I hear you.
But I don't know. Who knows what, who knows what will come out of that? I don't know. I don't do Spanish enough to run a show like that, so... But I sure can make use of the boards and the studios that he has for cutting my own stuff, doing my own voiceovers and my own commercials and things, which is pretty cool, you know. It means I won't have to, like, try to buy shit and what I'm talking about. I got the time and I got enough talent where I can do that stuff on my own, just needed the equipment, you know. The real good equipment. I got the best equipment you can have for a video, but I'm not set up for radio, you know, that way. But anyway, I don't even know how I got there, but that's a thing. Now, our friend Eunice, has she called in?
I think she tried to call in the other day, but I didn't get a chance to unmute her.
What's that?
I said I think she called in the other day, but I didn't get a chance.
Oh.
Tuesday, I didn't get a chance to unmute her. She was popping in and out.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because she said to me she was going to try calling tonight or the other day. I don't know, but I haven't really spoken much to her either. She was on a cruise or something. And, of course, about a week on the cruise, and she told me all about it the other day. She finally got a hold of her, but...
She didn't tell you about any Saturday night specials, huh?
Any Saturday night specials, no.
Yeah, she said she was hoping to get a couple of Saturday night specials in while she was on that cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? That little witch, where do I talk to her, man? Where do I talk to her, that little weasel? No, she didn't tell me nothing like that.
Yeah, well, you know, she gets kind of wild over here, man.
Yeah, I'll bet she does.
She does.
I'll bet she does. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God bless her. I bet she does.
Hold on one second. I got another caller.
Okay.
Hello, 818. Okay.
I know who that is.
I'm not sure. I think I know who it is. I'm gonna check my phone list. It might be a guy named Jay calling from they're supposed to be doing a gig tonight, I think.
Oh. I don't know what the hell it sounded like. It sounded like a party in the background or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was rock music.
Rock music.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother. So the thing is, it just keeps getting better and better and better. How about this? Remember I was talking about the Obama website there, the Obamacare website. I don't know why they gave it the name Obamacare. It's like, who the fuck is he? He's not that fucking special. But anyway, how's this? Have you heard this one? That IBM offered to build the website free, and they turned it down. Instead, I'm reading this thing, all right? Instead of them taking them up free, understand this now, free. Instead of that, the guy that I'm a racist about, the black guy I'm racist about in the White House, said, nah, fuck it. We're going to spend $1 billion of the fucking taxpayers' money, the white American taxpayers' money, the majority of them, the white American taxpayers' money, and take that money and give it to my black wife's friend that went to school with her so they could put together a website that doesn't fucking work. But now, why would I let IBM build a website for us, especially for free? Now, how retarded is that? Now, there's an actual YouTube video. Let me see if I can... there's a YouTube video that shows... what's his name? What the hell is his name there? The representative, Daryl Issa, or Issa?
I
know
what
I'm talking about.
Daryl.
Bill Hemmer.
He's from the district one town over from me.
Okay. Well, Bill Hemmer is actually from, I think it's Fox News or one of those, on this video. And he's asking him if it's true that someone wanted to build this website for free. And Bill Hemmer asks him, he says, was it proven today that an internet company offered to build a website for free, but the government passed on it? Was that true? Did that happen? And Representative Issa responds, it was stated under oath that it was true. No one argued that it wasn't. Now, the Obama administration has blown over $1 billion so far to build a failed Obamacare website. And it says now here, it looks like they were talking about IBM via PolitiFact.com. IBM CEO said, and they offered to do this in 2010. The IBM CEO said, quote, we could have improved quality and reduced the cost of the healthcare system by $900 billion. I said we would do it for free to prove that it works. They turned us down.
Now, is that along the lines with that kid, Megyn Kelly loses over Obamacare bombshell on TV? She's on that, I forget what station she's on.
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Anybody
out there that's near their computer, anybody that's near their computer, or if you're not, just remember this website. It's called thegatewaypundit.com. Thegatewaypundit.com. That's a great website, and the people that run that website are plugged in, super plugged in into what's going on in our government. Check that website out, and this story and many others that will interest you are on that website. But there's a link there as well to not only the link, they have the video embedded right on that page with that interview. But
video, she's I want you to know that the video is no longer available. They closed the YouTube account for that video. But what he wanted to do was he was telling everybody, you estimate what your stuff's gonna be. And then, so how does, you know, her comment was, well, how does the system work without a payment mechanism? There is no cash register. So you got to figure out what you're going to do, what you need, and then they'll tell you if they can do it or not. What the fuck is that?
Imagine that. That's fucking insanity. It's a fucking game that he's playing. That arrogant piece of shit is playing a serious game with the American people. And most people really don't. They don't get it. They don't fucking get it that they're being fucked with. They're being,
well, you know, Harry Reid, he exempted his whole staff from Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're not going to fucking go on that. Why would they go on that? They know it's no good. It's going nowhere. It's nothing. It's designed to just fucking bankrupt people and take insurance away from you.
Yeah.
Why would they want to do that? You know.
I mean, we had a meeting, say the name of the company or nothing, but we had a meeting with the union about negotiating a new contract, and they told us last year that the company is paying $11,000 a head for the group policy that we have. Then they told us that it wasn't going to be raised this year, and it went from $54 to $84 a week.
Uh-huh. A week.
But it wasn't going to be raised this year.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't raised this year. You just paid more for it. It wasn't actually raised. Don't you love it when they do that? They go, well, it's not really. We didn't raise it. You just pay more. You know? And what's sad, Phil, what's sad is the average American today, that's how they accept shit like that. They accept it. They're like, yeah, all right. Yeah, you're right. I'm not. You really didn't raise the rate. I'm just paying more for it. You're right. You're right. Yeah. We have been so fucked in this country for so long that, you know, we got guys like Obama, I mean, and his crew laughing at us. They're laughing at us. Taking our money to do whatever they want to do it. They're fucking laughing at us. How fucking bad is that? What are the people in this country waiting for?
I don't know myself.
It's insane. You know, it's insane. Then there's many things that people can do without fucking getting stupid and throwing rocks through windows and shit. I mean, there's plenty of action to take to get these people out of office. But people are so fucking lazy, they don't want to do nothing. I don't get it. This country is made up of fucking, for the last 10, 15 years, has been made up of fucking fat, blubbery, fucking want-to-do-nothing son of a bitches. And this was the best country in the world. This was the technology center of the fucking world, man. You know what I mean? We produce shit in this country. We had steel mills. We made shit in this country. Now what do? We eat McDonald's and grow fat and fucking burp and fucking fat. That's what the fuck.
It's great. I don't eat McDonald's.
Me neither. But the most of the people do out there, you know? It's fucking insane. I mean, Walmart's. Look at Walmart's. Look at I give you... Look, about 15 years ago, 14 years ago, I've been with my girlfriend 14 years now. So 14 years ago, I was telling her, listen, this fucking Walmart shit's got to go. We stopped shopping at Walmart. It took me almost 11 years to walk into the door of a Walmart, all right? Now, I said to her, there's all kinds of cheap prices because it's cheap shit. It comes from fucking China where they get little kids, they slave little children, they slave them. right? They make cheap shit, and the stuff that comes from there is painted with lead paint. See, we actually developed laws in this country to stop manufacturers from using lead paint because it causes fucking neurological problems in children.
All right,
let me interrupt you right there.
Some of the shifts that we work are 30 years old or better. Okay? And if they find lead paint, it has to be contained. They have to bring in a special crew who are all dressed to the nines with forced air to clean it up.
Then why does the same government that wants to protect you and your crew from working on a ship that might have some lead paint on it, why does that very same government allow Chinese goods to come in painted with lead paint?
Exactly.
Now,
they had a thing a couple weeks ago. No, I'd say a couple months ago about that, where the stuff coming in from the candy coming in from Mexico.
So we have a government that is so corrupt that they'll pass laws here and make the people believe that they're being taken care of, that they're being looked after, that they're being protected. We don't want any harm to come to you, so we're going to pass all these laws and prevent companies from doing these things to you. But we're going to import all this shit with lead paint on it and fucking candy with poison in it. And we want to help you so bad, we're not even going to tell you what's in your food. You just have to trust us that it's the right stuff that's in your food because it's good for you. You know why it's good for you? Because we said so. And we're the government. And you just have to believe us. While they're putting their fucking GMO bullshit into us and fucking cancer-causing fucking agents. And the average American doesn't want to hear it. They don't want to fucking hear it. So you know how I know that in a big way? Every fucking day, every day, I'm living this shit. I'm talking about it. If it's not on the radio, if it's not on my website, out in the community, I'm talking to people about it. The majority of the people, and I mean this, Phil, every fucking day, the majority of the people don't want to know nothing. Most of them think you're crazy when you start talking about it, and the majority of them don't want to hear it. The very few that do want to hear it and will listen to you and take a website link or two from you and investigate it themselves, ultimately, the most of those folks I found that once they see with their own eyes what's going on, they don't want to look any further because they're afraid. And it's like, okay, so because you're afraid, does your fear make it so that this stuff is going to stop? Simply because you're afraid and you look the other way, it's going to stop the problem.
No.
It's just going to make the problem worse.
It's not even a Band-Aid.
Right. And so I still do it. And you know what, Phil? There are days, believe me, there are days, lots of days that I say to myself, why the fuck am I doing this? These people don't really give a fuck. Right, and I'm putting myself out there, as you do, as other people that want to awaken the masses, to tell them the truth. We put ourselves out there in a very precarious position because, you know, there are people in this government that don't want people like us to wake up the fucking sleeping idiots.
No.
They like the sleeping idiots, you know? And many times I ask myself, what the fuck am I doing? These people don't give a fuck. The cops come, the FBI come, throw me in jail for exercising my First Amendment rights and trying to wake up the public. You think one of these motherfuckers is even going to buy you a fucking piece of bubble gum when you're locked up? Nah, they don't give a fuck. So why do I do it? Why do you do it, Phil? Why do we do it? I know why I do it. I don't know why you do it, but I know why I do it. And I do it because
I'm getting bent over. I'm going to get fucked. At least I can get it wrong.
I do it because I'm an American, and I do it because I have rights in this country, guaranteed to me, guaranteed, paid for in blood. I'm guaranteed these rights from men and women that have been slaughtered in war to defend this country and its way of life and the Constitution. I take that shit seriously, very seriously. So seriously that I ask myself the question many times, and I ask other people. If people can take the oath to defend this country and join the armed forces and go overseas and fight for this country, if they really believe they're fighting for this country, put themselves in a position to lose their lives, to be maimed and lose limbs for this country in a foreign war, shouldn't we be at least doing the same thing here?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm touched on, because here is what I'm going to tell you, okay? I just found this, and of course today I received another solicitation from the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and I see they're on the list of charities to avoid, because where is your charity, you know, to me, it's like I told you before, if somebody calls me and Bill up and they want to fight, they want to do a fundraiser or something, you know, somebody's got cancer or something, or, you know,
yep.
We just did that thing where we collected 14,000 pairs of shoes in 3 weeks, short of our goal,
yep.
But we still got money for it.
Yep.
And
you got to start that a little sooner next year, this coming year.
Yeah, and I met the guy that runs the program, down to earth guy.
Yep.
He's busy right now driving across the country picking up the shoes, because I guess they got a deadline or something about donating to the charities, which the two of them are in my backyard, and one is the Wounded Warriors Battalion, not Project or whatever, but the battalion. They're actually a battalion at the hospital on Camp Pendleton. And
wow.
Some of those guys get a chance to go home for Christmas or whatever they need. The other one is down at Balboa Hospital by the Navy base, and the same thing. It's a battalion. It's established right there at the hospital. So I know the money that's given to those guys, we know where it's going. But I get,
right.
I belong to a quite a few organizations, and I know, like the Wounded Warrior Project, I posted a list on my blog about, from the people, from the guy, the head guy down, on what they make a year in that position they're in. And about 15% of what you donate goes to where it's supposed to. 15%. So where's the other 85 going? I'm still waiting for an answer. The guy hasn't written me back yet.
Whoa. And that is on the Wounded Warrior Project?
Yeah. Here, I got a list here right now. It's
You sent me an email last week, I think it was last week on that. I still have it. I read it and I still have it. And I was shocked to read that. I'm glad you sent it to me. I was shocked, and I'll tell you why I was shocked. I actually did a project, a couple of projects, free. I mean, you know, I put my services out there for free for the Wounded Warrior Project. A couple of major projects that I did that were very time-consuming, video projects and editing, and now that I'm hearing, when I read what you sent me, it pissed me off, really. But it's sad that kind of shit fucking happens. I mean, they're taken from guys and girls that have been wounded, and fucking their lives are destroyed. They've been destroyed in war trying to defend our country, and these jamokes fucking, they're ripping them off as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, because it's like this, Hermes. I got a list of 50 of the worst charities out there, okay? And what I'll do is I'll post that link in the chat room.
Okay.
But the watchdog groups,
I'm not seeing it, but send it to me. Email it to me separately, because I'm not seeing it. I'm not in the chat room.
No, I will. But what I'm saying is, all the watchdog groups say, and basically this is what I found out too, that no more than 35% of your donation should go to the fundraising costs. There's no standard for how much should be spent on direct cash aid. So in other words, the money they get, they decide what they're going to buy with it, what they're going to spend, who they're going to help.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, shouldn't they, I don't know, I don't know about all these nonprofits or anything, but shouldn't, like...
Well, that's it right there. Nonprofit means nonprofit. You're doing it because you're doing
right.
it.
Right.
Trying to do it. Not because you're in it to make money.
I hear that, exactly. But now, how do these people, how do they fucking, you know, what I don't understand is, you know, I do understand it's greed, but how do they live with themselves? Or how is it legal for someone heading up a nonprofit organization that's put together to help people, whether they're veterans or war veterans or underprivileged children or children that have been sexually abused, I mean, and take the money and take money away from them, right? Because it's not, if it's a nonprofit, I mean, you should be working the nonprofit for the least amount of salary possible. Like if you could live on $30,000 or $20,000 a year, and you're really working the thing. I mean, you're going into a building or anywhere. 5-6 days a week. I mean, you're really putting you got to get paid. I mean, you're putting your whole life out there. But 75, 85, 100,000 miles a year. Some of these people
don't
sound big money.
This fucking guy, he's got 2.1 million this year. And then you're even over yet. 2.1 million.
Oh, that motherfucker needs to be fucking hung up to dry. Fucking, he needs to be hung by his neck in public on TV. You know, that's it.
When I went to the boot riot, and I met the guy that, he was seriously fucked up, Hermes. I mean, seriously fucked up. And he got, they gave him a house designed
yep.
for him so he could get around, you know. But, yeah, crazy.
Now, do you think $2.1 million, you think the guy can, you think he's making, having a hard time make ends meet? Do you think maybe he could live on fucking $100,000 a year?
You know, I don't know. I'm getting, I'm getting ready to crack that myself this year, but I don't have any deductions anymore. I'm getting fucking hosed. I'm getting hosed.
Well, of course you are. You're a fucking middle class American. You're the, you know, you're the fucking target. You're Obama's fucking. You're Obama's target, brother. You're.
Hey, don't make
right
me feel any worse about this bullshit. I got somebody's got a question. We got a guy named Ryan in Colorado. He said he wants to know what the difference is between nonprofit and not for profit.
Well, you know, I don't have an answer for that, but I think they sound like they're one and the same thing to me. I mean, if it's not for profit or non-profit, it, to me, logical thinking would say that you're not supposed to profit from it.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You know, non-profit and not for profit is they're not really profiting. What they're doing is they're taking the cream off the top and covering themselves, and then going, because like if you go a 501c, I think it is, for charity.
Yeah, 501. Yeah.
501c,
yeah.
And you have to, if you get declared that, you don't have to give any more than 10% to the fucking charity.
Imagine that. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy.
You know, that's why I tell people right off the bat, if you're gonna donate to someone, check it out, make sure they're up on the up and up, because basically it's like I said, the only government only tells them they have to give 10% to the charity. Just 10%.
Maybe I should start my own nonprofit.
Hey, you know, I mean, with all the people that check out my blog and shit, if I got a nickel for everybody that checked in there daily, which today was over 6,000, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd be on a beach somewhere.
I ain't, brother.
I hear you. We'd be doing this remotely, and I'd be sending you pictures, and you'd be going, look at that fucking guy's tan.
Oh, God, I hear you. Fucking crazy. I hear you. I don't know. I wish I had a fucking nickel for everybody that logs into my fucking website or listens to the show. I mean, you know, I wouldn't make me a bazillionaire, but I'll tell you what, I could live pretty good on it.
Yeah.
You know? You know, I have fucking nickels. You know? Remember, not too long ago, there was a time when people actually made a living on nickels. Candy was a nickel, you know what I mean? Hot dogs back in the early fucking 50s and stuff, like 15 cents a hot dog, 10, 15 cents a hot dog. Think about that.
And yeah, people, I remember my mom told me a story about my he'd call her and tell her, hey, you want to go out? She'd say, yeah, okay. And he'd say, all right, I'll pick you up in a little bit. And then when you get over, he goes, you got 50 cents? She said, for what? He said, well, we're going to go get a hot dog.
50 cents, yeah. 50 cents today don't get you shit, man. Squat.
No.
I don't know. You know. One of the good signs is coming across the board, 81% of Americans want Obamacare repealed. But the arrogant fucking black guy in the White House says it ain't never going to be repealed as long as he's president.
No.
And we can't even buy hot dogs no more. Can you imagine that? You're going to crack $100,000 a year and you're going to be poor. Huh? What the fuck? How does that happen in this country?
And not that I'm poor. It's just that
yeah.
You got a lot of things going on that, you know, that
yeah.
People don't know about, you know.
Yeah. Well, the more we make, the more we spend. You know, that's the way it is for most people. And, you know, I guess Obama has a problem with Americans earning their own money and spending their own money. He wants to dictate how much money they can have and how the fuck they can spend it. You know,
yeah, a while ago when my broker told me to buy ammo and canned goods.
To what? Buy only canned goods?
No. Buy ammo and canned goods.
Oh, yeah. Ammo and canned goods. Yeah, absolutely. Batteries, ammo, canned goods, and water. Because they're destroying the water here, and they're polluting all the water, and they're getting ready to do something. They're getting ready to do the big dirty deed. And those who are prepared will live long enough through it, I guess, to see everybody else suffer. And then who knows what will happen. Don't look good, bro. It just don't look good at all. And people out there saying, not like that's going to happen. Not like that. Well, those people, I wish I could exchange those people, throw them the fuck out of this country, put them out in the desert with those fucking, those Wahhabis, the Wahhabis and the fucking, those bastards that hate Americans. Put all those people out there with them. Feed them to them. Keep them busy out in the desert and keep them out of here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play this. This is George Carlin, The American Dream. So go get a drink. I'm gonna get one, and I'll see you in about 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Got it, brother.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never gonna get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what... less for everybody else. I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, but the longer, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club. And you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
That one's from 10 years ago. That one was from 10 years ago. And this one is from about the same time span, about maybe 9 years.
A TV comedian is running for president. A Republican senator is doing stand-up. And the far right is screaming about the outing of a prominent educator, a fictional prominent educator. Our number one story in the countdown. For 40 years, in times of such times of need, I frequently relied on one man to make some sense of this crap. In a moment, that man, George Carlin, will join us. First, this story. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said last Friday, her books included as a subtext a plea for people to live on God's green earth. All right, reminder, he's fictional. Another right-wing blogger said Ms. Rowling was, quote, knocking the Christians, but the choicest commentary from the conservative blog Newsbusters, with an entry by regular columnist Mark Finkelstein, the sometime Republican chairman of Tompkins County, New York. That's where Cornell is, so trust me, he does have a lot of spare time, as you guess. What's that, he writes? It now turns out that Dumbledore's gay, and while Jerry Falwell is thoroughly lambasted by the MSM, that's mainstream media, for his suggestion, the Times tells us that Rowling's revelation inspired applause. Somewhere Jerry Falwell is smiling. You may vaguely recall that among Reverend Falwell's more serious disturbances of peace, he insisted that the Teletubby Tinky Winky was gay. Joining me now is promised a man who is no stranger to the absurdity in our society and whose biting commentary revelation. His recently released career retrospective, George Carlin, All My Stuff, includes 12 HBO specials spanning three decades. George Carlin, pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. This is the best news show ever. I told that to one of the producers. And I want you to know that I've seen them all, and it's just the first, especially the first 35 minutes.
Thank you,
just,
sir.
Just unparalleled.
I got bad news between you and I. We got 6 minutes to completely screw that in the ground.
Okay,
right?
That's good.
Dumbledore,
yes.
Jerry Falwell, yeah. Tinky Winky. I'm missing something on why gay, non-existent characters are so important.
Don't these professional Christians have something to do during the day? I mean, isn't there? Didn't Jesus leave instructions for how to plan your day? Something constructive? Didn't he kind of help people? Didn't he, you know, look out for the afflicted? You know, to use half of A.J. Lieberman's quote, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable to complete it. You know, it just seems that they get off on these tangents. You know, and of course the homosexuality and the reading of science fiction such as the Bible. You know, and giving it. Standard of truth. I mean, it's It would be cartoonish if it weren't dangerous to some people.
All right, and leading people to establish theocracies and go to war and all the rest of that.
Yeah, I'm instilling guilt and shame and fear in people.
There's a Republican poll out that says that Stephen Colbert is fifth among Democrats. They surveyed about 1,000 people who don't know, like Republicans or whatever the polling was. But is there a period of time, have we gotten there? Because Macon predicted that eventually we'd actually elect the dumbest guy in America. Are we going to someday elect a satirical president, a guy who really has no intention of having the eyes doing it as a sales tool for something else?
Well, we're working on that. I mean, we did elect something of that nature in 2000.
Did that sound familiar, Ernest?
It certainly does.
In 2004, distance, you grew up close, might not be that. I was around in 1960 when Professor Irwin Corey ran for president. And I was around in 1968 when Pat Paulson ran for president. And I think Larry Flint had a go at it there for a while. It's, why is he the fifth among Democrats? Doesn't he play a Republican on television?
Yeah, apparently he comes in 10th or 11th down there with Tom Tancredo. He's only got like 1% of the Republicans. Because he is, as Bob and Ray once posited, was the best way to try to get elected, run for both the Democratic and Republican nominations. You have two chances.
He's just a wonderful wonderful comic relief, and I hope he goes far, and I hope he can get a couple of primary seats on his back.
We really upset this thing. The reverse of Colbert, I want to play you this clip. It's Senator Arlen Specter and a story that he says his colleague's father used to tell. Hear this thing.
Dan's mother and I have sex almost every night. We almost have sex on Monday. We almost have sex on Tuesday.
As odd as it is to see a Republican senator, even a fairly liberal one from Pennsylvania, standing there at the improv.
Yes.
Is there something positive about this? Because, you know, if Nelson Rockefeller had made that joke 40 years ago, not only would he have been out of the presidential race, he would have had to resign as governor of New York. Just anything that touchy. Is it better that we're letting these guys get up and have fun?
I liked Rockefeller because he gave the finger to the Republican convention, the conservatives in 1964, and then he died in the saddle, which I thought was a nice thing for the Republic. Of course, he had his fee money off and put away a long time before.
Yeah.
I think that's a great joke that Specter told. I was waiting for Phil Specter. I wasn't sure. He's Specter by the location.
Yeah, well, Phil is no longer involved in the government. Well, not directly, anyway.
No.
Now he's being pursued by the government.
Right.
I mentioned Bob and Ray. Those were my heroes when I was a kid. At the height of Watergate, I got to interview them, and I said, you know, why don't you do, because they've gone after McCarthy in a limited way, but a very effective way. I said, why didn't you do more political humor? And Ray Goulding said, how can we make that funnier?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way about President Bush?
Well, I use the sledgehammer. I don't bother with the rapier on Bush. And I don't really do a lot of political humor, but I have some glancing blows in the current show that I'm developing. And one of them is a reference to him as Governor Bush and the fact that I will always think of him, no matter where they hang his portrait, no matter where they put his statue. That's what he is. He's Governor Bush. And that's the last elected office he held legally in this country. So I like looking in and really hurting them.
I don't
like this let's be cute and let's be clever. I like smashing them. That's the only way to take care of them.
The other day, and speaking of smashing things, I quoted in this newscast, first item in the newscast, the seven words you can't say on television, the story of them, and the fact that everybody forgets that the first part of that story is the guy who had his phone tapped and would answer the phone, bleep Hoover.
Yeah.
We're back there. How did we get back to the same position that we were when you made that joke originally in the 70s?
You're talking about wiretapping.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that we ever really left. I don't think that Frank Church Committee really did any good. I don't think all of these reforms. I think power does what it wants. Power does what it wants. And now they're just more naked about it. Now they just put it right out front and say, this is what we're doing to you folks. It's, this country's finished. It's been sliding downhill a long time. And everybody's got a cell phone that makes pancakes, so they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to make any trouble. The people have been bought off by gizmos and toys in this country, and no one questions things anymore. Seriously, that's what I love about your show. I mean, you bring the thing right to them, and that's the only way to do it.
If you got the platform and you're not doing something with it, you might as well have a trained monkey out here. The one and only George Carlin. The retrospective is called George.
From 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's a lot. I know it, huh? The guy was right on. He was phenomenal.
Yep.
Oh, buddy, I got to do it to you. I'm out of here. I'm going to take off out of here and get my rest of my work done for the evening and get to bed because it's not, it's, you know what time it is here. It's a little after 10. By the time I get my work done, it'll be probably just around midnight. I got to head in there and
get the ironing board up.
My brother.
You got the ironing board up?
No, well, actually, it is up. I ain't going to be using it tonight. I'll use it in the morning. I love it.
Don't even have to be there and I know
what... You take care. Huh?
I don't even have to be there and I know what's going on, huh?
You should do. I hear you, brother. You have a good night, my man, and I'll talk to you again. I'll talk to you before Tuesday.
And I'll send you those. I'll email those to you.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, brother. Have a good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So what was your take on that, Nora?
Well, they have shown, I want to say, over 10 years ago, what was going to take place. The only thing is nobody then wanted to listen. And in regard, huh?
They're not listening now.
No. And it doesn't matter what you say, what you try to educate or anything else. It's still a block in people's minds. You know, it's like they don't knock that wall down. They don't realize it's president after president after president. One does something. And they go out of office, and the next one goes in, they do something. And history repeats itself. And, you know, how they called and what was going to take place so long ago, you know, people thought they were crazy. And they still do today. So where is the difference? Where is the change?
You didn't give up hope yet, did you?
No. You know, I mean, like I said, it's not like people don't want to see or think that, you know, a change can happen, but that doesn't mean that other principles into the puzzle are not still going to take place. You know,
true.
Obama can be out next year, okay? But that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. Meaning, whatever he's done, being in his terms of office, what he has signed, what he has legislated, okay, that's still going to carry. And that's what I'm talking about, one after another after another. So, okay, when Obama came into office, everything was Bush's fault. No. And then you have to keep going back. You can't just blame who's in currently. It's a long line.
Who started it? Give me a name. Who started it?
Well, let's see. For certain things that are taking place right now, yes, Bush signed things that stayed in effect, and Obama still kept them, you know, in order. Now, prior to him, then you got Clinton. Prior to him, then who was it? Senior Bush. And, you know, the list goes on. Now, where it most likely started, okay, my guess, I'm thinking it started with, Nixon. He was a crackpot, you know. Look at him. He got forced out of office. But, you know, he started things back then that he shouldn't have even gone into because he listened to other yo-yos that were, you know, in play at that time. Meaning, when Vietnam took place, we didn't need to be there.
I think Johnson started it when he gutted Social Security to buy all those helicopters.
This is true.
That he owned stock in the company. What do you think, Jay?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Not much. Whose fault is it?
I'm sorry. I was doing two things at once. Bro, whose fault is what?
And how the world is today.
Oh, the state of affairs in the world.
Right.
Well, I think it's the fault of greed and power and I also think massive leadership to a means that suit their end in a large fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a good nutshell?
Yeah, pretty much. This guy here, I've got one. This is, we did a little George Carlin earlier. You probably heard that one. But this is another one he did. And this is The End of America and Social Stratification.
The Americans seem to think that the party's going to last forever, and the holiday goes on and on. And they don't really see the error of certain things. I mean, Thomas Rainsford Lounsbury was an educator in the 19th century, and he said, "It never ceases to surprise me at the infinite capacity of the human mind to resist the introduction of useful knowledge." And that's what it is. People know better. People sense better. But they go against it. They just think there are no consequences.
It kills me
forever. It's a steady downhill slide. This country is really finished. I mean, it really is technically finished. It's just a matter of playing out the end game. Well, it's true. It's true. You can see it. You can smell it. Anyone who can't see it or smell it doesn't understand.
Yeah.
There's a medical term that they use in hospitals. When a person has no future left on this planet, they can't be helped anymore. And they put it on the chart, CTD, circling the drain. And that's what we're doing. We're slowly circling the drain, and the circles get smaller, and they get faster. I enjoy it. Personally, I don't have a stake in the outcome. I personally enjoy this circus that I've been invited to. I've often said, when you're born in the world, you're given a ticket to the freak show. When you're born in America, you're given a front row seat, and I couldn't enjoy it more. I'm talking about the fact that a war is old men protecting their property by sending young men, or rich old men protecting their property by sending middle class and lower class young men off to die. It always has been. It's all about owning the country. All of this back and forth in debate implies that there are really choices in this country, that we really have choices, freedom of choice.
Well, it's an illusion.
Americans are made, and they're having trouble filling the slots in this all-voluntary army. I wonder why. Let me say one thing about choice. There is no real choice. They say freedom of choice. You're given an illusion of choice. Americans are meant to feel free by the exercise of meaningless choices. You don't have, what the choices are in this country? Paper or plastic? A pile or window? Smoking or non-smoking? Those are your real choices. You began a sentence a little while ago with it's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise that rich white men don't care about poor black people, period. So they're not high on their list.
They're not high on their list.
George, they're not high. They're not. I don't care if you love me or not. They're not high on the subconscious or the subconscious list of those people who are in charge of things in this country. The owners, forget these foolish elections. The owners of this country don't care about the poor and
the owners of this country. What are we going? Is this Karl Marx talking to me? The owners of this country are the voters of this country.
No, you're wrong about that, my friend.
Aren't the owners of this country the voters in this country?
No, they're not. Listen, politics, these elections are a charade. It is a charade.
Okay.
They are meant to... Well, okay, listen, just listen for a minute. Learn a little something. The elections and politicians are in place in order to give Americans the illusion that they have freedom of choice. You don't really have choice in this country. I have an addendum to that. The real looting in this country takes place in the transfer of the wealth from the poor to the rich. I'm sorry that you don't like class and the truth, my friend, but you're just stuck with it. And the poor have been systematically looted in this country. The rich have been made richer under this criminal, fascist president and his government.
George, I think you know what fascism is.
Fascism comes to America, it will not be in brown and black shirts, it will not be with jackboots, it will be Nike sneakers and smiley shirts. Smiley, smiley. The fascism, Germany lost the Second World War, fascism won it.
George, you think that looting is okay if there's no hurricane?
First of all, property,
I don't care. Whatever you want.
We're talking about
no problem with theft. May I be honest?
No problem with theft.
True. Well, George is defending looting, but
I have no stake in the outcome.
I think
you have to give them credit for one thing. You have to give them credit. They're out in the open now. They're not even trying to conceal it anymore. The owners of the country got their election. They said, we're going to get this election. We put you people in that court for a reason.
Right.
Now's
back
the time
to earth
out.
For you.
Yeah, forget all that stupid. They're openly driving the bus, and they're all in the back.
Because of the energy policy that were created in California, not as a result of a conspiracy, but you don't need
a formal conspiracy when interests converge. These people went to the same universities and fraternities. They're the same directors. They're in the same country clubs. They have like interests. They don't need to call a meeting. Know what's good for them, and they're getting it. And there used to be seven oil companies. There are now three. It will soon be two. The things that matter in this country have been reduced in choice. There are two political parties. There are a handful of insurance companies. There are about six or seven information things. But if you want a bagel, there are 23 flavors because you have the illusion. You have the illusion of choice.
Right.
You don't get the real importance. There's no freedom of choice.
What do you think?
Well, you know what, Doc Connery, I was listening and also looking at a post that was put up about how Rome fell, and it brought another synopsis to mind that is kind of a depiction for me. I feel as though the modern day media and everything is very akin to the way that the gladiators and stuff would fight in the arenas, and they would, the masses would cheer and vote for death or life and all those kinds of things. And I feel in a way that's sort of what what is happening through the media. They can, I guess it sort of coincides with giving people choices so that they think they are free and so on,
Yeah. Now, there's nothing free, man. You got to read the fine print everywhere.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nora?
Yeah, I agree. Unfortunately, we're in a day and age of with this insurance, with the being chipped, like we're cattle, everything being tracked. We're tracked through appliances, through vehicles, through phones, through cable boxes, through TVs. It's a whole different world than what we once knew it to be.
True.
Come on, if you're going to go buy a brand new car, as well as I do, they've got trackers, and they know exactly what you're doing. If you have cable TV, they can hear you. If you have the little eyeball on your computer, they can hear you. I never thought I would have grown up to see this type of world.
Hey, I never thought I'd be holding, my world in my hand with a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think none of us did. Not that we're old, but, It's just, you know, we grew up in the era of, you know, manual typewriters, no computers, and, you know, what was it, Atari? You know, it wasn't like, oh, you got a computer, you got a phone, you know, you can Skype people, you know, if you wanted to go see and talk to friends, you went knocked on their door or called them up, hey, you know. Today's society is just, kids today have no idea how to be like what we used to be.
No. No. I'm just like at a loss.
Yeah, I know.
Illusion, smoke and mirrors, you know. For a while now, you know. Hey, what's up, boss? We're on the air right now. We're on radio. Saying hi to some friends. Hey, Philip.
Yeah.
I should probably sign out. I got a lot of people here with me suddenly. But I want to call and say hello. It's been an interesting show thus far.
Perfect. When they show up. I have the guys show up in the white van out in front every once in a while. In the party start. So, all right, hey, you got a chance. I'll hit you up over the weekend. I want to talk to you about something.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. My band's going to be playing over at a Mirror Image Concert Theater in Anaheim this weekend. So if anybody's in the neighborhood and wants to stop by and check it out, we're going to be barbecuing out back noon to 8, a lot of different artists. We're going to go on somewhere around the 5 o'clock hour. So if anybody wants to stop in and say hi, it's free for the public, and it should be fun.
All right, send me a flyer.
Okay, I'll can I post a flyer to your page, Philip?
Yeah, do that, and then I'll post it on the blog for you.
Cool, thanks, bro. And then how would I get a hold of you? I'll just wait for you to get a hold of me.
My cell phone number.
Okay. I've been getting on the air on your cell. The one that I have, is there a different one?
Yeah.
Maybe text me or something.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool. Thanks, bro.
Hi, man. All right,
much love and respect, man.
You too. Take care.
You too.
Have a good night.
Good night.
So, what's going on over in that end of the neighborhood?
Well, as you know, it's any time now, the illegals get a driver's license. Woohoo! other than that, you know, our crime statistics haven't jumped the way that they were before, so I don't know if we're still placed on the list of what we were or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're on some list somewhere.
Yep.
Always on a list.
Yeah. Always somewhere.
What else is up?
Not much. A tummy bug's been passing through the house. That's why I had to wait some, because I had the baby. And... It's just been a fun almost week, you know. Oh, yeah, we got that Arctic blast coming through. That's crazy. People up north are getting snow. South is getting ice, and we're just getting the cold.
Yeah, we had it last week. We sent it your way.
Yeah, thanks. But your cold is nothing compared to what we're going to be getting.
Yeah, sometimes it's cold enough.
Yeah, I know.
But
so how's everything on your end?
Busy.
I
seven
can
days a week. But other than that, not enough. I'm gonna check out of here early today. Be back Tuesday. But
okay.
I want to and thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Thanks to Hermes, Nora, Jay, and everybody else that been around and listening, and we'll talk to you guys soon. I'm gonna pick
have a
out.
Great night, weekend ahead, and we will talk on Tuesday.
There you go. I'm going to take us out with a little Mike P.
Okay. Good night.
Let me play one out. Let me play one of Mike's one of his tracks. Stand by. Hold on. This is called Spice. I mean, not very radio friendly by terrestrial standards. It's called Give a Fuck. It's called Big Mike P, ladies and gentlemen. The 818. It's called Give a Fuck. Well, it's not really rap. It's kind of like Southern rock slash rap. I like it. It's like,
but this doesn't kick in. It hasn't kicked in yet. When it kicks
but
in,
I like
he gets
it.
After it.
But I like it. I mean, it's got kind of a, you know.
Hey, homie. Hey, speed this motherfucker up so I can spit some crazy rap shit to this shit.
I don't give a fuck. Fresh out of jail, jump on my chopper with my tracks like fish tails rolling. In the wind, I be blowing. Bitches on my chocks, on my dick is what they holding. Big ballin', money stay growing. Hitting hard as fuck for the title that I'm holding. Fuck with me, and you know you're getting faded. Baby mama trip because my pad just got raided. Oh well, I still don't give a fuck. I'm a squirrel in the world trying to bust a nut. So fuck yeah, motherfucker, keep on bailing. Gangsta gangsters, what the fuck they yelling? My lady think I'm crazy, but hey, that's cool. I've been fucking her friend for like a year or